Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Did you know that there is excellent skiing in Poland? There is skiing in the mountains, beautiful skiing, and it's great for the entire family. And today's episode is going to talk about all the reasons why you should come and ski in Poland. But before we get started, I want to introduce you to somebody. This is my brother Will Prost from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
He's here for the first time in the mountains and he's loving it. In a moment, he'll tell you a little bit more as to what he thinks about these mountains. And today we are in the beautiful town of Biały Dunajec, just 10 kilometers north of Zakopane. And just behind us are the majestic Tatra Mountains. This is where all the skiing happens in Poland, a lot of it at least, in the Tatras. Will, what do you think about these awesome mountains?
I think they're amazing. I think that in the last 20 to 25 years of my experience, I believe that these mountains, we had the Rocky Mountains in the U.S., and then we had the Tatra Mountains behind us that are amazing.
They remind you of the Rockies, don't they, a little bit?
They very much do, and I believe that these mountains are just a piece of heaven on earth. I've never been experienced anything like this before, but I think they're absolutely gorgeous.
Everybody I talk to is shocked at how they look so much like, I mean, the Alps or the Rockies. They have no idea that such mountains exist like this here in Poland. So now you know, too. If you're not already aware, Poland is a country that has it all. To the north, you've got beautiful beaches in the summertime. In the middle of the country, you've got the Mazura Lake region where people go sailboating and all kinds of fun at the lakes. And in the mountains, of course, like the Tatras, beautiful mountains for all kinds of winter sports and hiking as well. Poland really is a country that has it all. The city of Zakopane, one of my favorite places in Poland, set here right in the middle of the Tatra Mountains, is wonderful for Polish people and tourists alike. There is a main avenue called Krupówki, and on Krupówki there are so many wonderful pubs, good restaurants, places to shop. I mean, there's no way to get bored on Krupówki. You have to come and explore that. And, you know, if you're me in the wintertime, there's only one thing to do. I love eating out there, getting a good beer, but I love to ski or snowboard, right?
Absolutely.
We are big skiers here, and let's get into it. Let's tell you exactly what skiing looks like in Poland, especially if you're coming with a family. Let's get started. Over the years, we've been coming to a charming family ski resort called Nosal Strama. My boys learn to ski here, we love it here, and I give this place my full recommendation. So today, I would like to share some reasons why. But before we get to it, I grew up going to ski resorts in the Rockies of Colorado. While it's hard for local resorts here in Poland to compete with places like Aspen, Breckenridge, or even mega resorts in Italy or Austria, if you want your kids to learn to ski in a really non-intimidating setting, a resort like Strama is the ideal place. And it's amazing. Kids from all over Poland come with their parents or are bused in during the winter break with their classmates and colleagues. I'm amazed at how many Polish children can ski and ski well. And the instructors I've seen are so incredibly patient. Like most kids, my boys could be hard to teach sometimes, but somehow, someway, these pros pulled it off. We were stunned with the progress our boys made in just a few lessons. I'm so grateful for that, and now we're having tons of fun together. The instructors are happy to teach learners in large groups or one-on-one. An individual lesson with an instructor will run you about 100 zlotys, or just about $25 an hour. Let's talk about the Nosal Strama Resort itself. I am amazed just how nicely arranged and practical everything is. Look how close the parking lot is to the ski hill. It's just right there. Ski rentals are pretty much everywhere you look and are just a stone's throw away. The price for skis, poles, and boots will cost you about 25 zloty a day or about $7. Really quite reasonable. If you get hungry, which we always do, no worries. Delicious Polish karczmas, a type of restaurant or tavern, are also in close range and serve nice, warm, regional meals at friendly prices. Speaking of pricing, the price of skiing is also very affordable. For only about 50 zloty or $12 a skier, both adults and kids can ski for 4 hours non-stop. That's more than enough time for us, but if that doesn't work for you, guess what? You can even choose to ski by the number of actual runs if that's more convenient. They use a magnetic chip-type card pass where skiers swipe it by the reader each time they get on the lift. I love it. I just put that card in my kid's left glove and they just run it right by. Piece of cake. You know, when I learned to ski, I had nothing like magic carpet lifts or platter lifts as you see here. In fact, I had never used a platter lift until I moved to Poland. You'll also find T-bar lifts in some areas. I love such lifts because they're far less daunting to new skiers compared to the chairlift, and they're just so easy to use. Once you or your kids get the hang of skiing, they even have a slalom set up for downhill fun. My sons just love to practice their turns at the slalom. If your kids are the competing type, there are competitions set up with medals or certificates as the main prize. It's endless fun. I think the main idea today is that you become aware that Poland is synonymous with good skiing. It's good skiing for adults, good skiers, children, beginners, for everybody. You know that now. I'm going to put links in the description below for you to check out on your own. If you would like to become a subscriber to my channel and you haven't done so, Will, tell them what they have to do.
All you have to do is hit that subscribe button. You're good to go.
Thanks, man. Thank you for watching. Good to have you here, Will. He's going back in a few days. It's going to be sad, but that's how it goes. Thanks for watching and have a great day.